Here in the Los Angeles area, one of the toughest dinner reservations to get this summer is at a tiny cafe in a dingy corner of the city's downtown fashion district. And despite its popularity, this restaurant will shut down in a few weeks. That's because Ludo Bites is what's known as a pop-up restaurant. From member station KPCC, Alex Cohen has more.
Okay, I'm gonna try. What is which one?
Go for that one because it's so stinky and runny and French, you can't go wrong.
Each weeknight, a sandwich shop with just 12 tables is transformed into a high-end restaurant. On tonight's menu, dishes like confit pork belly with mustard ice cream and cheese cupcakes with chicken liver mousse and kumquats.
We've been to these nice Michelin three-star restaurants. They're fantastic, but this is a whole nother level.
Diner Max Cohen likens this experience to a speakeasy. It's nearly impossible to get in, and when you do, it's like walking into an underground party.
To me, what he's doing is revolutionary and awesome.
He is 39-year-old chef Ludo Lefebvre. He's French, terribly handsome, covered in tattoos, and he really knows how to cook. Lefebvre earned Mobile Travel Guide 5-star awards at two of L.A.'s most prestigious restaurants. But in 2007, he decided he was done working for other people.
I realized, you know, I just want my freedom, and I need to cook what I want, what I feel.
Lefebvre found investors willing to give him $2 million to open a restaurant of his own, but then he got cold feet.
I always say to Chrissy, my wife, why I cannot just rent a restaurant for 1 year, like we rent a house? Because, you know, I was very scared to sign a lease for 10 years or 15 years. That's scary.
Much less scary, a short-term cooking commitment. Lefebvre asked a friend with a bakery that closed at night if he could turn it into a pop-up restaurant, one that would suddenly appear for a few weeks in the evenings and then close down. He christened his guerrilla-style eatery Ludo Bites, scrambled to put together a wait staff, got a few student chefs to work the kitchen.
The people came 3 days before we opened the restaurant, all the staff. We work on the recipe for 2 days and we open. That's it. Bam, boom.
Without the typical overhead costs of a regular restaurant, Lefebvre is able to offer fine cuisine at a much cheaper price. He changes the menu anytime he wants. In L.A., where foodies are constantly looking for the next great thing, the pop-up formula worked, as evidenced by what happened when one of the city's most beloved food critics showed up. Ludo's wife, Chrissy Lefebvre, recalls that night.
We had some 17 or 18-year-old hostess in the door, and we were packed. And Jonathan Gold walks in, and she just says to him, "Sir, I'm sorry, we don't have any room for you."
They made room and got great reviews from Gold and from lots of food bloggers. The first run of Ludo Bites in 2007 was such a huge success that the couple took their profits and survived comfortably without working for a while. So they launched another pop-up and another, moving venues and constantly switching up the fare. Chrissy Lefebvre says reservations for the current iteration, Ludo Bites 5.0, were snatched up in less than 20 minutes online.
Most restaurants don't announce reservations and have 3,000 people come on at once. I mean, it's really like releasing a concert.
And at Ludo Bites, the chef is like a rock star. Customers can watch as Lefebvre whips up caramel souffle with sea salt ice cream behind the sandwich bar. Diners beg to take their photograph with him. For groupies like Megan Malanga, it's the ephemeral nature of the restaurant that makes it so special.
It's a great move to make people think that you'll never be able to do this again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And it's an experience the Lefebvres don't plan on giving up anytime soon. They're currently scouting new locations for Ludo Bites 6.0. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.